Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Welcome back to Season 8 of our Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, where we unravel the intricate dance between consumer behavior and the marketing universe. This season, our spotlight is firmly fixed on the foundational pillars of marketing, the elusive 4 P's. Prepare to delve into the psychological intricacies behind product, price, place, and promotion as we navigate the landscape of decision-making biases, pricing illusions, and strategic promotional maneuvers. This isn't just marketing theory, it's a journey into the minds of consumers and the art of influencing their choices. So fasten your seatbelts for a season loaded with intriguing insights, where behavioral economics meets the heart of marketing strategy. In this episode, we are considering the paradox of choice in e-commerce, behavioral economic strategies for streamlining online decisions. So let's jump in with the definition of paradox of choice. The paradox of choice is a concept introduced by psychologist Barry Schwartz in his 2004 book, The Paradox of Choice: Why More is Less. This phenomenon refers to the idea that while having a variety of options and choices is generally considered positive, an abundance of choices can lead to decision paralysis, dissatisfaction, and increased stress. Schwartz argues that as the number of choices increases, individuals may find it more challenging to make a decision and may ultimately feel less satisfied with their choice, even if it is objectively a good one. This paradox arises from the psychological and emotional burden of evaluating numerous options, the fear of making the wrong choice, and the anticipation of regret over missed opportunities. In other words, the paradox of choice is the idea that having too many options to choose from can make us feel overwhelmed and unhappy. While having choices is usually good, too many choices can lead to stress, indecision, and dissatisfaction. It's like standing in front of a massive menu with so many dishes that you can't decide what to order, and even when you finally choose something, you might wonder if another option would have been better. The abundance of choices can make us second-guess ourselves and make it harder to be content with our decisions. In an academic context, scholars in fields such as psychology, economics, and marketing may explore the paradox of choice to understand how decision-making processes are influenced by the availability and complexity of options. The concept has practical implications in areas such as consumer behavior, public policy, and organizational management. Let's give an example. Imagine you're in a grocery store trying to pick a simple product like toothpaste. Instead of just a couple of options, you're faced with an entire aisle filled with different brands, types such as whitening, sensitive, all natural, flavors, and sizes. The paradox of choice kicks in as you stand there trying to decide which toothpaste to buy. You might find yourself spending more time than necessary comparing ingredients, reading labels, and considering various factors. The abundance of choices can make the decision more challenging than you anticipated. You might worry about making the wrong choice and feel anxious about the possibility of missing out on a better toothpaste option. In the end, the sheer number of choices might leave you feeling less satisfied with your decision, as you wonder if a different toothpaste could have been a better fit for your needs. This everyday example illustrates how even mundane choices can be affected by the paradox of choice. Okay, so let's apply this to marketing with the paradox of choice in email commerce, behavioral economic strategies for streamlining online decisions. In the dynamic landscape of e-commerce, where a plethora of products and services beckon consumers with enticing options, the paradox of choice emerges as a significant challenge. As online shoppers navigate through an expansive array of offerings, the abundance of choices can lead to decision fatigue, indecision, and diminished satisfaction. In this episode, we delve into the intriguing realm of the paradox of choice in e-commerce. Drawing insights from behavioral economics, we explore innovative strategies designed to streamline online decisions and enhance the overall shopping experience, from understanding the psychology behind consumer choices to implementing effective decision-making frameworks. We unravel the complexities of choice overload and present practical solutions for both online retailers and consumers alike. Join us as we navigate the intricate web of decision-making in the digital marketplace and discover how behavioral economics can be harnessed to create a more user-friendly and satisfying e-commerce environment. 1. Featured product section. Highlight a curated selection of popular or trending products on the homepage, making it easier for customers to discover and choose from a smaller, more manageable set of options. 2. Top picks for you. Utilize a simplified recommendation system based on basic user preferences or past purchases to showcase personalized product suggestions. This offers a tailored experience without requiring complex algorithms. 3. Limited time deals. Implement straightforward flash sales or limited time discounts on specific products, encouraging users to make quicker decisions without feeling overwhelmed by an extensive product range. 4. Quick filters. Simplify filtering options by offering a few essential categories, such as price range, product type. This helps users narrow down choices without being inundated with numerous filtering criteria. 5. Visual product guides. Create visual guides or infographics to assist users in understanding product features and making quicker decisions. Visual aids can convey information more efficiently than lengthy text descriptions. 6. One-click purchases. Streamline the checkout process by allowing users to make purchases with a single click, reducing the steps involved in completing a transaction and minimizing decision fatigue. 7. Highlight customer favorites. Showcase a section featuring products that have received positive reviews or high ratings from other customers. This builds trust and helps users focus on options that are well-regarded by their peers. 8. Mobile-optimized design. Ensure your website is mobile-friendly as many users make purchasing decisions on smartphones. A responsive design simplifies the user interface, making it easier for customers to browse and select products. 9. Clear call-to-action buttons. Use straightforward and prominent buttons for actions like add to cart or buy now. This minimizes confusion and guides users through the decision-making process with clear and visible prompts. 10. Simple navigation menu. Opt for a straightforward navigation menu with easily understandable categories. Avoid overwhelming users with too many subcategories. Make it simpler for them to find what they're looking for. These easy-to-implement strategies focus on simplifying the user experience, reducing decision fatigue, and providing a more straightforward path to product selection and purchase. But let's take it a step further and discuss some harder-to-implement strategies. 1. Personalized recommendations. Implementing sophisticated recommendation algorithms that analyze user behavior and preferences can offer tailored suggestions to consumers. By curating a selection based on individual preferences, e-commerce platforms can guide users towards relevant choices, reducing the overwhelming feeling associated with an abundance of options. 2. Limited time offers and flash sales. Creating a sense of urgency through limited time offers and flash sales can help in narrowing down choices for consumers. By highlighting specific products for a short duration, online retailers encourage quicker decision-making, mitigating the paralysis that can come with an extensive range of choices. 3. Smart filtering and sorting options. Enhancing the functionality of filtering and sorting tools can empower users to refine their search efficiently. By allowing customers to set specific criteria such as price range, brand, or product features, e-commerce platforms enable a more focused exploration, reducing the cognitive load associated with sifting through an overwhelming number of options. 4. Clear and concise product information. Providing comprehensive yet concise product information, including key features and benefits, aids consumers in making informed decisions more efficiently. Clear communication helps users assess products quickly, streamlining the decision-making process and contributing to a more satisfying shopping experience. 5. Gamification of decision-making. Introducing elements of gamification, such as quizzes or interactive product finders, can engage users in a more enjoyable decision-making process. By incorporating a level of entertainment, e-commerce platforms can alleviate decision fatigue and make the overall shopping experience more interactive and enjoyable. 6. Optimize user interface, or UI and user experience, UX, investing in an intuitive and user-friendly interface can significantly impact decision-making, streamlining the navigation process, optimizing product displays, and simplifying the checkout process contribute to an overall smoother and more enjoyable online shopping experience. 7. Feedback and reviews integration. Featuring customer feedback and reviews prominently on product pages allows potential buyers to benefit from the experiences of others. Real-world testimonials can serve as valuable decision-making aids, providing insights that help users feel more confident in their choices. 8. Progressive profiling. Instead of overwhelming users with a lengthy account creation process, adopt a progressive profiling approach. Gather essential information gradually, allowing users to build their profiles over time. This reduces decision fatigue associated with extensive forums and enhances the user experience. By incorporating these strategies, e-commerce platforms can navigate the paradox of choice, offering users a more streamlined and enjoyable online shopping journey while optimizing the overall decision-making process. Wrapping it up, understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing and leadership. Behavioral economics is the study of decision-making and can give keen insight into human behavior and help to shape your marketing mix and leadership skills. In the ever-evolving landscape of e-commerce, addressing the paradox of choice is crucial for enhancing the online shopping experience. Our exploration of the paradox of choice in e-commerce has uncovered a spectrum of strategies ranging from effortlessly implementable solutions to more intricate measures. From the simplicity of featured product sections and limited-time deals to the sophistication of personalized recommendations and progressive profiling, online retailers have a range of tools at their disposal. Whether opting for quick fixes or investing in more complex optimizations, the overarching goal remains the same: to create a streamlined, enjoyable, and stress-free shopping journey. By combining easy-to-implement approaches with more intricate solutions, e-commerce platforms can strike a balance that caters to diverse user needs, mitigating decision fatigue, and fostering a more satisfying online shopping environment for all. As we navigate the digital marketplace, the fusion of simplicity and sophistication becomes the key to unlocking a harmonious and user-centric e-commerce experience. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.